You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. The Houston Astros, joined by Brian McTaggart, covers the Astros with such distinction. And Brian, a couple of things that are going on. I see that Josh Hader, young pitcher acquired in the Bud Norris deal for Baltimore, right, has been moved to Double-A. Yep. What's the scouting report on him as he's off to a little bit of a tough start at Double-A? What's his future closing in on the big leagues? Do they see him as a guy with a role in the big leagues next year or the year after?
Well, I think he's part of the next wave. I think he's the guy that's going to come to camp next year. I think he'll get a major league invite, come to camp, and then be one of those arms that maybe they stash at Triple-A or starts at Double-A and is at Triple-A by the end of the season. You know, there's a few guys ahead of him in the pecking order right now, the Wojciechowskis and Alex Whites and guys who are coming back from injuries and have pitched pretty well. So I think it would be kind of far-fetched to expect him to play a major role next year, but certainly he's off to his career got off to a pretty good start at Lancaster with what he was able to do. And yeah, he's struggling a little bit at Corpus, but if you can pitch at Lancaster, you can pitch anywhere.
Brian, what's the latest on George Springer? When do you think he'll play again?
Well, I mean, I think in the next, probably within the next week. I mean, this thing has lingered on, and we're to the point now where he's not going to have, unless he gets out in the next week or so, he's not going to have any minor league rehab time because the minor league season is going to end in a week. So, maybe he can get out this week in the minor league rehab and getting back. But, you know, this has really dragged on for a while now. And George came up in mid-April, and he's only played in 78 games. That was a pretty good 78 games. He had 20 home runs. And, take away the first 2 weeks, and he was putting up all-star-type numbers. So, sooner the better for the Astros, because I know everyone wanted to see him all summer, and then he gets up here and gets hurt, and it's a quad thing that's lingering. It's really disappointing, but hopefully for his sake and the Astros' sake, he can get a at least 3-4 weeks under his belt to end the season on a good note going into next year.
Brian, fans that I talk to really like watching Marishnick and Grossman play. Part of it, Grossman is a Houston kid. Everybody knows. Everybody that's had a kid in baseball sort of knows Grossman. What is the organization think of those two guys going forward, competitive for starting spots, for roster spots next year? Do they think they'll be part of things when the Astros turn the corner once and for all? By turning the corner, I mean 500.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think they would probably tell you that, yeah, we're high on both guys, but I think at the end of the day, probably not. I mean, Grossman, this was supposed to be the year, I think, if we find out if he's an everyday outfielder. And he got off to a terrible start, and he's been up and down between the minors. Now, since he came up his last time, he's played pretty well offensively, and he looks like the Robbie Grossman we saw the second half of last year. But I think they maybe realize that, maybe this is not the guy that, we can count on at one of these corner outfield spots. Marisnik's been okay, not great. But if you look at their outfield going forward next year, you're going to have Springer, you're going to have Fowler. I think it's kind of a hodgepodge of guys. You mentioned Grossman and Marisnik are two of those guys, L.J. Hose. Where does Domingo Santana fit in the picture? They brought him up, and he was completely overmatched. I think they kind of had visions of him being their third outfielder. Do they go out and try to get a third outfielder? I don't think either one has shown enough to where you say this, in 2 or 3 years when we're winning, Robbie Grossman is going to be our left fielder, our right fielder. Same with Marisnik.
Let me ask you about Scott Thelman. Reports that he was put on waivers. I would think 5 or 6 teams are going to claim him because so many of these contenders need starting pitching. What are the Astros? I mean, do you think he's the guy that Jeff Luhnow would try to turn into assets, or is he important enough in terms of leadership and what he brings helps with the young starters that they want to hold on to him through next season? What's the state of Scott Thelman, do you think, in the mind of Jeff Luhnow?
Yeah, I think that he wants to keep him for what you said in terms of leadership. He's pitched okay, not great. He's had little spurts. He's pitched pretty well right now. He got hurt. But as far as what he brings to that clubhouse, I know the people who aren't in clubhouses probably hear that and roll their eyes. But when you've got a clubhouse of spring training full of young guys, the Cosarts and Oberholzers who don't have much major league time, Dallas Keuchel, at the same time was in that role, and they need somebody to look up to watch how he goes about his business, what he does between starts, his workout routine, how he deals with the media, all that stuff. And Scott Feldman was perfect for that role. And those guys followed him around like a puppy. And they're going to have even more guys coming up next year. And, you know, I think he's just too valuable in that role. Maybe a year from now when he's got a year left on his contract and some of these guys like Keuchel and Oberholzer have more service time and can handle things better and maybe teach some of these younger guys. And, yeah, maybe they can spin him off. But I think for next year, even for having a spot in the rotation for the way he pitches, I think he's just too valuable for them right now. You know, we know he makes a lot of money, but, you know, they probably overpaid for him. But he's served a pretty strong role here this year, not only by the way he pitched, but by what he does in the clubhouse. He's just a very solid guy in the clubhouse.
Yeah, you know, it's hard for people to understand. I see it with the Marlins when they bring in Garrett Jones and Jeff Baker and Casey McGee to play with the kids. It has an impact. It kind of set a you know, Johnny Gomes did it 2 years ago in Oakland. It's kind of set the standard for conduct for everybody. Another thing that's going on is the Dodgers announced that they're going to go to Oklahoma City next season. Is that right? Next season?
Yeah, Oklahoma City's PDC expires, right?
Okay, so the Astros were in Oklahoma City. It looks like they can't move to Round Rock, right? The Rangers have one more year and are not inclined to leave. What is the dynamic going on with their AAA team?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of musical chairs now. I'm sure there's probably going to be two or three locations that open up because teams move somewhere else. The Dodgers were in Albuquerque, so that's now in play. I mean, that's not Oklahoma City still. It's not terribly far away. But you are moving your AAA farther than what it was before when they would like to get it closer. I think the Oklahoma City, I mean, the Round Rock situation, they re-upped just before Nolan came to the Astros. They re-upped for another 4 years. So they could have maybe 2 or 3 years left. Now, the Rangers could agree to let the Astros out of that or let Round Rock out of that and join the Astros. But they would. I don't see them doing that at this point, especially with Oklahoma now out of the picture, Oklahoma City, because that's pretty close to Arlington. So I don't see any way the Rangers leave Round Rock until that contract expires. So I think the Astros are going to be left with, you know, the Albuquerques and, you know, whatever else opens up. I'm not sure what other AAA teams are up for new contracts this year. But, you know, I know they would like to get the Woodlands thing worked out to where they buy a team and move it to the Woodlands. That's years away. And, I mean, that might not even happen. There's a lot of things that have to go right for that. And they have to get the land and the stadium and the funding. And they have to buy a team and move it. So they're years away if they even get that done. So I think the best case for the Astros would be to be back in Round Rock, but they're under contract, and unless the Rangers get wooed for some reason by money or decide in good faith they don't want to be in a place where they're really not wanted anymore, then they're going to stay with Round Rock.
Brian, are there players that you want to see in September from the system that you're intrigued about, or has there been so many players come through that you've seen everybody that was on the threshold already?
I think position player-wise, yeah, I've pretty much seen everybody that you want to see. If there's one guy out there that maybe you'd like to get a look at, and we talked about the corner outfield spot and Marisnik and Grossman, maybe you take a look at it with Preston Tucker, who's done a pretty nice job at AAA. He's kind of a slugging outfielder. They got out of University of Florida a couple of years ago. Maybe he gets a shot, but he's a guy that's going to have to come up here and play every day. I don't think it would do him a lot of good to come up here and sit on the bench. I think the guys I really want to take a look at are some of the arms, and I mentioned a little bit ago, Tropiano's had a really nice year, AAA. Wojciechowski was injured all year. He's come back, pitched very well. He starts tonight. I'd like to see him come up and get some innings and see what he can do. And Alex White, who rebounded from Tommy John surgery, now has put up some pretty good numbers here his last 3 or 4 starts. And he's a guy that I thought could be a key piece to their rotation this year, and he was out all year. So, you know, let's get him up here and take a look at him as well. Other than that, I mean, maybe a Matt Duffy, a third baseman, but I don't think he's their third baseman of the future. But if we get a look at Tucker and some of these younger arms in September, I think it would probably be pretty good for the fans and for everybody.
You know, it's pretty fascinating to watch this thing come together. There's 1,000 pieces flying around the air as Jeff Leno tries to piece a winning roster together, and so much uncertainty, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, tons of uncertainty. And maybe I think next year is where things really need to start, you know, stabilizing a little bit, where the rotation, you know, here's our rotation for the next few years. Maybe there's one hole, and they got to identify a couple of more of their key pieces offensively, I think, and, you know, where you go with third base. You know, I think these are the questions they have to answer next year, because in 2016, they could be in the position where they start to contend if they get some of these questions answered.
Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. His work is at Astros.com and other places. Appreciate you joining us. University of Houston legend. Good week. Good luck to the Cougs this week. We'll be sort of rooting for them.
All right, Richard. Thanks a lot.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.